Om Shri Sai Ram, I apologize for the delay in starting, dear listeners. We had a little bit of a technical glitch, and as Swami's grace is done for. Loving salutations at the lotus feet of our dearest Lord, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Good morning, and Sai Ram, dear listeners. Welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live, your all-day-long live connection to Prashanti Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. Today is the 16th of February 2017 and the time in the ashram right now is exactly 44 minutes past 9 a.m. that is Indian Standard Time. Current weather conditions in the Divine Valley are sunny with bright blue skies, zero noise and zero air pollution, and the mercury is at a picture-perfect 24 degrees Celsius with a gentle breeze. Afternoon temperature is expected to rise to a warm 33 to 34 degrees Celsius in the late afternoon, but nights are still very cool for us these days. Tonight the mercury is expected to drop to 18 degrees Celsius, which is really very pleasant. For our American listeners, that would be a minimum of 63 and a maximum of 92 degrees in Fahrenheit. Dear sisters and brothers, with great joy, I wish to share with you a very positive and exhilarating event that I was a part of recently in Treya Brindavan, Whitefield, Bangalore. This is where the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of Karnataka organized a very special event to honor three outstanding women from mainstream Karnataka society with the prestigious Ishwaramba Mahila Puraskara of 2017. This event took place on Sunday, February the 12th, 2017, in the famous Sai Ramesh Hall of Treya Brindavan. Dear listeners, whether you believe it or not, one of the persons who was selected for this year's award comes from a community of shoe menders. And her mother was a small-time vegetable seller in a rural place in Karnataka. Today, this lady is among Bangalore's top cancer surgeons. She's an oncosurgeon. And she has devoted much of her life to serving and helping the needy as her seva. Her story and that of the other two ladies were absolutely astounding and remarkable in every sense of those two words. Remarkable and astounding. So today on Morning Glory, my question for our listeners is that can you name any one, or even if you know all three, but at least name one of the three women of spiritual substance who received the 2017 Ishwaramba Mahila Puraskara at a special ceremony held in Treya Brindavan on Sunday, February the 12th, 2017. I repeat my question, name anyone or even all three of the winners of this year's Ishwaramba Mahila Puraskara. This event, for your information, took place in the Sacred Sai Ramesh Hall in Treya Brindavan, Bangalore on Sunday, this past Sunday, 12th of February. Please email me your answers at karuna@radiosai.org. I'll spell my email ID for you. K as in kite, A for America, R for Robert, U for umbrella, N for Nancy, A for America again. karuna@radiosai.org. And please send me your replies very promptly and I will try my best to make sure that I can announce your names today itself. And when you write me your name at the bottom of your email, please don't forget to mention your city and country when you send in your answers. And now, dear sisters and brothers, I have two brand new interviews for you today on Morning Glory. And the first one, I would like to give it a new name. I want to call it Trist Max. And I'm not telling you too much about it, except that you're going to be awestruck by it. That is my guarantee to you. Trist Max, Trist with Divinity Max, this morning is yet another mind-blowing reminder of the universal appeal of Baba's love and his path of light that does not ask anyone to change their religion or disregard their culture or adopt anyone else's religion or culture. All that the Sai Path asks for is for each one of us to practice more truth, honesty, love, compassion, integrity, selfless service, to perform our duty with highest degree of discipline and devotion. There is absolutely no hidden small print in the Sai agenda. There is no trace of conversion involved. clean, clear and fresh as the morning breeze that blows in our ashram, the path of Sai is one of self-transformation towards excellence in anything that we do. If you're a farmer, a doctor, a lawyer, an administrator, Baba asks each one of us to be the best in our field by bringing in more and more sincerity into what we do. And to ensure that we perform our duties with love, following the rules of the land. Baba promotes good citizenship and discipline. Respect for elders. Filial piety is his favorite. Well, I think I've said enough. I'll let you enjoy the interview and I'll let the interview speak for itself, and I promise you that you should be now getting ready to be shocked in a very nice way. Meanwhile, I'm waiting for your answers for today's question. Name at least one of the three winners of this year's Ishwaramba Mahila Puruskara that took place in Trey Brindavan on February the 12th, last Sunday. And also, in the second half of the show, I'm going to bring you a brand new episode of your favorite program, Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories. Under the spotlight today is Sai University alumnus, Mr. Bharat Sethuram. But first, here is super special Radio Sai exclusive that I have named, nicknamed, Trist Max. Trist with Divinity Max, yours to enjoy. Have a listen, please.
Sai Ram, dear listener, and welcome to Trist with Divinity. In today's episode, our guests are from mainland China, where Sai love and light is inspiring many. Our guests spoke in Mandarin and Cantonese, and we are grateful to Sister Isabella for her simultaneous translation between the Chinese languages and English. This interview is hosted by Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome to a super special episode of Trist with Divinity that I would like to call Trist Max. And by the way, we are recording this on the first day of February in the year 2017, just as the Chinese New Year celebrations begin in the ashram to mark the year of the rooster. So today we are privileged and delighted to welcome our guests who have come to Prashanthi Nilayam all the way from, guess where, mainland China. And they are accompanied by Chinese devotees from Hong Kong. On that happy note, I welcome our Chinese guests to Radio Sai. Sai Ram to all of you and a very happy new year. May the rooster bring all of us luck and joy. Gong Hi Fur Choi.
今天是一个很特别的录音节目，因为今天也是2月1日，在这里Buddha Party那里， 我们有一个中国华人新年的庆祝典礼，所以今天是有我们一班全部在中国国内来的蔡巴巴信徒来到这里接受访问的，同时也希望在现在我们的庆祝里面是今年是鸡年，希望鸡年也带给大家好运和幸福愉快。
And I'd like to begin by posing my first question to a very special instrument of Bhagwan Baba. He's best known as Uncle Choi, who has played a very important role in setting up a Sai Seva Center in mainland China. So, Sai Ram, Uncle Choi.
现在第一个会访问的就是一个很特别的人，也是一个爸爸很重要、很爱的信徒，就是Uncle Choi，徐先生。那就是第一个问题会问你的就是， 你怎样会认识到爸爸的？Sai Ram，Uncle
Choi，how did you come to Baba？
问题就是问你怎样会认识到爸爸呢？
1991，经过泰国我侄仔介绍，认识晒爸爸，而后到香港来找到晒爸爸中心。
In 1991, I come to know Sathya Sai Baba through my nephew from Thailand. So I come to Hong Kong to the Hong Kong Sathya Sai Baba Center.
在香港的塞巴巴中心买了很多塞巴巴的书去读。
In Hong Kong, such a Sai Baba Center, I bought a lot the Sai Baba book, and I read all his teaching.
有时呢，睇到差唔多天光，经常嘅爸爸书睇到天光。
And I already read through his book until the early morning.
就爸爸书嚟去做嘢。
And I followed the teaching from the Sai Baba book.
1993年8月12日来到了布达巴蒂。
In 1993, 12th of August, I followed the Chinese group to come to Puttaparthi.
第二天呢，第二日，爸爸就interview。
The second day, I got the interview with Swami Baba.
16个香港团员。只有我一个，爸爸发戒指给我。
Among the 16 Chinese members from the Hong Kong group, I was the only one materialize a ring from Swami Baba.
当时呢，感动到流眼泪。
At that moment, I feel so touched with all my tears.
我心中同爸爸表示，在我有生之年没有离开这个世界之前，我一定把你的光带到中国。
In my deep heart, I said to Swami, I will bring all your light and message to the mainland China in my lifetime.
And he kept his promise.
2000.
咁佢话你真系达到咗你同爸爸嗰个承诺
喎。
Yes, that's right.
非常高兴。
So I feel very happy.
2006年，就在我的家乡中国丰顺，细细间呢，用我自家呢做个沙巴巴中心。
In 2006, I first started the Satya Sai Baba Center in my home, in my home village in China. It's a very small Sai Center.
当时呢，首先呢，就可以得到呢当地呢个群众呢嘅支持。
Actually, at that time, I got all the support from the local villages.
2005年，修到一座桥，俾村民啊方便行路。
Actually, in 2005, we have built a bridge in the local village.To serve the local village there.
Was it part of their seva?
其实是不是其中一个呢是爸爸的义工服务来的？
是。
Yes.
可以这样说。
是不是用其实是爸爸的名来
叫？当时还没有。
Actually, at that time, we are not using the Satya Sai Baba name to build this bridge. Okay, but it's a seva.
2006年呢就成立塞巴巴中心啦。当年呢就为个成一条村啦，起咗路灯呢53条。
And actually in 2006, when we established a small site center in my home, we have used the Sai Baba name to donate 53 the street light.In the villages.
Street lights?
Yeah. The night name.
Name.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the whole village.
爸爸未来的时候呢，前条村呢就冇路灯嘅。依家路灯啊，冚唪拉咗名，系爸爸烟俾村民嘅。
Before that, there's no any lighting for the whole village. After that, all the name, using the name, as the Satya Sai Baba Center to donate all the lighting to the whole village.
嗰啲村民呢，干部呢，大家都很高兴。
The villagers and also the local government officer, they all very happy and very pleased for this favor.
村民都话爸爸好，爸爸好爱我们。
All the local villagers said, Baba is very good, and Baba is really love us.
所以呢，多做了服务呢，爸爸的忠心呢就有基础。
Because of all the favor, we set the foundation for the Satya Sai Baba Center.
2010年就新加坡有一个叫做啊 William。
In 2010, there's one Singapore devotee called Brother William.
马来西亚槟城啊廖连丹。
And also the devotee from the Malaysia.
来到中国帮我找地方准备起大的沙巴巴中心。
They all come to the Feng Shui China to look for a land intended to build a big Satya Sai Baba Center.
2010 this happened?
Yeah, 2010.
Okay.
现在沙巴巴中心经过三年的买土地建起，现在就沙巴中心很大了。
So, we have spent 3 years to buy the land and also to build the Sai Center. Now we got a very big Satya Sai Baba Center.
Sai Baba 中心的爱心呢一路做，首先呢先进入了学校呢两间，帮他呢修复教舍有两间啊，同埋呢道德教育上了两堂课。爸爸的道德教育。
The main favor of our China Sai Center, we have served the two main local school there. We help them to renovate the school, and also we have give them the human value program.
Education and human value in the two local schools in the village.
Yeah, two times.
同学生呢就到你教育，不过呢啲工作呢都离唔开呢香港西新德阿尹仪同阿叶子强先生嘅帮忙。
Actually, all the work is connected to our Hong Kong Sai Center, especially he mentioned about me and also my family. All the assistant actually is from all the assistant from our all the devotee from Hong Kong Sai Center and China Sai Center.
I have a question, Uncle Choi. When you said you helped the schools two times with education and human values, how did you do it? Did you train their teachers?
佢讲咧嗰两次咧，你讲嗰个咧道德教育。佢讲你系咪教啲老师？上次你咪上台讲嘢，你记唔记得？我都喺度吓。
师生一样听，老师学生一样听。
Actually, he have delivered a speech to both the teacher and the student doing that two times.
I see. Okay.
沙巴巴中心咧，到今时今日咧，成功咧，第一离唔开。首先啊，离唔开爸爸对大家嘅爱。
The successful of our China Sai Center in Feng Shui, is because the love of the Baba.
同埋呢，呢一班呢穷人呢嘅共同努力，沙巴巴中心，全体同全体同人嘅一起努力。
And all the hard work from all the member of our Satya Sai Baba Center in China.
今年西爸爸 I love you, 西爸爸。
Uncle Choi said, I love 西爸爸。
Don't we all? Thank you.
多谢晒啊。
And now I'd like to turn to one of the committee members who are visiting us from mainland China. Sairam brother.
现在呢我们就会访问呢就是蔡爸爸中心呢其中委员会其中一个成员。
I would like to ask you, brother, what was the experience of setting up the Sai Center in your village like?
其中想问你嘅咧就系你关于咧，譬如你系管理吓蔡爸爸中心嘅，你嘅经验系啲乜嘢？可唔可以同我哋分享一下
？OK， 多谢。蔡爸爸中心呢，那个开到现在一直是爸爸的关爱，鼓舞着我那个。到现在来才有今天那个成绩， 一直为中心，那个早上去开门，晚上去开关门，开门给那个老人家来，拜爸爸，福就是开门再锁门，他们走了就是打扫卫生啊，那个弄点那个就。
Until now, actually because of old protection of Swami Baba, so I can manage to keep operate the Satya Sai Baba Center, and for myself, I will open the Sai Center and also to close the Sai Center. That is my responsibility for every day for the Sai Center.
How dedicated, my God. And brother, I also want to ask you, after your exposure to Baba and his teachings that you learnt about, how has your life changed? Has there been a personal transformation?
你开始接触个爸爸啦，咁你亦都知道佢嘅教导啦，佢个福音啦，咁你觉得你自己个人上，因为爸爸啊，佢嗰个福音啊或者个教导，你自己个人上有咩改变呢？
我自己啊，好大嘅改变啊！人生来讲，遇到爸爸，我真系好大嘅改变。
I have a very great change in my life, because of Swami Baba。
好多对爸爸的教育。从那个我经常去看爸爸的那个书啊，爸爸的教义，那个整个看了就装到心里来了。
And I read through all the Swami Baba's book and I learned his teaching and I put his teaching in my deep heart.
爸爸呢一直教导我们那个就是要有爱心服务众生。
Baba teach me, I have to serve the Sai Center with all my love.
那个，所以呢，心里装着爸爸，我心里经常装着爸爸。有的时候那个小遇到问题就问爸爸，跟爸爸讲。
So Swami Baba already in my deep heart. If I meet any question, I will simply ask Baba.
In your heart.
是不是在你的心里面问爸爸问题？如果你有问题的话。
我就是有问题心里跟爸爸讲，讲了呢又有中心，爸爸中心那里有那些签书，我就找个签书啊，跟问爸爸有个签书，问爸爸，爸爸一直都跟我讲得很清楚。
Actually, if I got the question, then I will ask Baba in my heart. I will talk to Baba and also in my Sai Center. Then we got the book, for like the booking, to ask the question. So actually they put the book just beside the Swami Baba chair.
Okay.
And then he will ask the question to Baba and then they will open the book and get the answer from the book.
那个爸爸经常教导我，说我要怎么做怎么做，怎么去做人，怎么去服务大家，你要不要自己有什么贪心啊，贪念啊，整个呢你就要放下。放下了你就自己就知道自己的心怎么去服务大家。
And Baba's already teach me how to behave, and I have to live all like greed, and what the right attitude to serve the people.
When you're talking about Baba's teachings, did you read it in Mandarin? What language are the books in?
你睇爸爸嗰啲书啦，系咪你系睇中文嘅？
是
啊 ，In Chinese,
Chinese.
They got the Chinese
books, literature. I see. Wonderful. Now I have a question for the next committee member. Brother, obviously you have never seen the physical form of Baba, yet how do you experience his omnipresence?
嗱，你未见过爸爸嘅肉身嘅，啊，你点样喺平常嘅生活里面，啊，你点觉得咧？爸爸咧喺你身边。保护你。
自从1906年开始爸爸中心到中国去，到中国以后，我就知道了这个爸爸。在强叔那里，强叔带领下，为爸爸工作，在中心里面为爸爸工作，看了很多书嘛。
Okay, start from 2006,、when the Satya Sai Baba Center in the Feng Shui Village,、I start to serve, the Sai Center there.
在一直在十多年来一直没有机会到爸爸 爸爸总中心来，这次来到爸爸中心，我感觉收益很大。
In this 10 year when I served in the Sai Center, I feel myself, I got so much from Swami Baba.
在这次来到以后感觉很大，感觉到爸爸在我身边，在我身边保护着我，保护着我们大家。
I always felt the presence of Swami amongst us to protect all of us.
这次我感觉很好，很良好。
And also this time, actually it's my first time to come here. I have a very good feeling in Pasanti.
And we have a very good feeling to have you in our studio, all of you. What joy it is.
大家都很开心，因为你们在这里大家一起录音。
谢谢爸爸。
Thank you to Swami Baba.
Yes, indeed. Now, let me turn to our next committee member. So this is your first time here. What was the experience like when you finally got to sit in the Sai Kulwant Hall in front of Baba's Mahasamadhi?
今次是你第一次来到Pasanti 的。你的感受是什么呢？当你在个 Kulwant Hall 在那个呢Swami 嗰个爸爸嗰个墓碑之前，你坐喺个 Kulwant Hall 度，你有咩感受？你心里面？
首先，我代表中国人民，代表中国赛爸爸中心全体同仁，向全世界所有赛的兄弟姐妹们问好。
First of all, on behalf of all the members of our China Sai Center, to send a warmest regard to all the devotee and brother sister here.
How nice. And through Radio Sai, you can reach them around the globe.
在这里录音呢，其实是全世界都会听到的，所有兄弟姐妹都会听到的。
And we reciprocate
thank you,
your loving greetings.
也都很多谢你们的衷心的问候，大家都很开心。
Thank you.
咁你嚟到呢一度，第一次嚟到呢一度，你有咩感受呢？你坐喺爸爸个墓碑之前，你第一次嚟到嘅，你见到爸爸个墓碑，你个感觉系点样呢？你个心里感受系啲乜嘢呢？
我是第一次来到这里的中心，就是布达巴蒂这个地方。我是第一次来到，有生第一次。
This is my first time in my lifetime to come to Puttaparthi.
我感到非常的荣幸。非常的幸福。
I'm feeling very honored and really embrace.
爸爸的爱不分肤色，不分种族，不分国界。
The love of Swami will not discriminate by the skin color or the race of the nation. Actually, all the love is to everyone.
That is so true.
我们都是天下一家。
We all the same, all in one.
爸爸的爱会照遍世界每一个角落。
The love of Swami Baba will reach every corner of the whole world.
他的爱温暖世界所有众生。
His love really touch and move all the being in the world.
感谢爸爸。
Very thankful to Swami.
Thank you. I love you.
Oh, beautiful. It's just incredible how our guests who have come from the Fengshan village, which has a population of 7,000 in mainland China, they have such a good and clear and deep understanding of Baba's teachings and also such intensity in their devotion. If only I could show you the visuals when each of them speaks, there is so much emotion and reverence. And devotion, and their hands are folded, their eyes are moist. I'm overwhelmed, dear guests. I just don't know what to say.
Sister Kalina 讲咧就话喺度觉得好感动啦。你哋系喺中国大陆个丰顺嘅村嚟到 Puttaparthi， 但系好感受到你哋咧系好认识到爸爸嘅教导啦，同埋你哋咧对爸爸嗰个爱，所以觉得系好感动。如果所有听众可以看到你们的时候，其实现在大家里面眼都有泪光，因为是爸爸的爱。
So my question to all our guests is, do you, any of you have anything to add?
这个问题就是说呢，你们大家还有没有什么想讲的在你心里面？
Because Radio Sai is heard around the world and I think it will be very fascinating for our listeners to hear from our own brothers from China, which we could never think that such a day will come, who are all now in the Radio Sai studio. Anything you want to share with our brothers and sisters around the world?
因为呢现在这个访问呢其实在全世界呢所有蔡爸爸的兄弟姐妹他们都听到的。咁亦都呢觉得好难得，因为你哋终于喺中国国内可以嚟到呢度 put a party。咁所以如果你哋个心里面有咩想讲嘅，可以同大家去分享咯。
好，我说几句啊。
好。
中国丰顺赛巴巴中心一直奉行巴巴无国界的思想，希望全世界所有的人民都幸福都快乐。
Actually, on behalf of our China Feng Shun Sai Center, we really wish all the brother and sister will be very happy and embrace.
中国丰顺赛巴巴中心全体同仁会努力的把巴巴的爱传遍世界。
All the members of our China Feng Shun Sai Center, we will work very hard and try our best to spread the love of Swami Baba to all over the world.
在此我衷心的祝福全世界所有赛的兄弟姐妹们身体健康，家庭幸福。
We wish all the brother and sister have a very good family and a good health.
Yes.That's what we all wish. Samasta loka sukhino bhavantu. Excellent.
这个就是其实我们每次诵经最后的时候就希望呢全世界我们所有每一个人呢都是幸福快乐身体健康的。
对对对。
I think the finest of human aspirations around the world are the same. Whether we wear a Chinese face, an Indian face, a Western face, a Caucasian face, a Native Indian face, or an African American face,Inside, we all aspire for peace and love and happiness, and I'm learning it from all of you seated here.
Sister 讲就是说呢，其实我们即是无论啦，我们的肤色啦，是中国人啦、美国人啦，或者是非洲人啦，所有每一个人都好，其实我们心里面都希望呢，大家都是幸福快乐、和平，这个都是大家的心愿来的。
爸爸的愿望，
是
啊，众生的心愿。
是啊。
Thank you.
Thank you.Uncle Choi, would you like to have the last word, please?
你一次访问呢，我好感动。我呢就唔单系我本人感动，全个中心嘅同仁都感动。以后落嚟一定照爸爸嘅教导，办好晒爸爸中心，服务一切，热爱一切，服务一切。
Actually, in every interview, I feel so touched and so moved. And in future, and we will promise, we will try all our best effort to serve the China Sai Center. And we will serve the people on behalf of Swami Baba.
That is so wonderful. Your inspiration and your enthusiasm.Is something we can all learn from. I'm deeply moved just and so honored to have you all in the studio today.
Sister 讲话其实即系佢亦都觉得好荣幸有你哋喺度，同埋亦都学到好多嘢，亦都好感动。
Thank you.
I just want you to know that as a student, when I heard Baba say, you know, that his glory will spread to every nook and corner of the world, honestly, in my mind, I saw the globe being enveloped by Swami's love, but I never put mainland China in that picture so easily.And today, I'm still alive, and I can see that Swami's word has come to fruition. This is just so, what is the word I want to say? Gratifying. It's so gratifying that I'm still alive and I'm witness to history being made, where Swami's love is touching people's hearts everywhere, including mainland China.
Sister 讲呢，其实喺佢自己呢，作为呢爸爸嘅学生嘅时候呢，听到爸爸呢，系讲过，曾经讲过就系话爸爸的福音和的爱呢会走遍全世界每一个角落的。但是呢 ,Sister 没想过呢其实呢会爸爸的福音呢或者个爱呢 或者个教导会去到中国大陆嘅。今日咧，当中国大陆每一位即系你哋兄弟姊妹个嚟到呢一度咧 put a party 嘅时候咧，真系好感受到咧，爸爸之前所讲嘅嘢系有几咁伟大，同埋亦都好感动。
With this, I would like to take the opportunity on behalf of Team Radio Sai to thank our guests from mainland China as well as Hong Kong for your presence here and for sharing your thoughts with our listeners.
Sister 咧系代表咧喺 Radio Sai 咧系多谢你哋每一位喺中国大陆嚟到 Put a Party， 同埋咧嚟到咧 Radio Sai 咧系接受访问嘅。
Thank you, and I'd also like to thank my sister for the translation, which has been a great help to all of us. Thank you, sister.
Thank you so much.
Sai Ram, everybody.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, dear listener, you just heard an extraordinary episode of Tryst with Divinity, where our guests were from mainland China. Since our guest was speaking in Mandarin and Cantonese, we are grateful to Sister Isabella for her simultaneous translation between the Chinese languages and English. This interview was hosted by Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi. Dear listener, please do send in your feedback as always to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, and welcome back to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. Today is the 16th of February 2017 and the time in the ashram right now is exactly 20 minutes past 10 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Dear listeners, you just heard a super special episode of Tryst with Divinity Max, or Tryst Max as I have nicknamed it, and this was a conversation with devotees from mainland China. Dear listeners, when these devotees from China were in the studio, right from where I'm coming to you live right now, they were so reverent towards Baba and his message, and every time they took his name, their faces just lit up. Personally, I was so taken aback by the intensity of their feelings for Baba that I honestly felt so small and irreverent and irrelevant. In fact, their strong sense of devotion made me more mindful of my own posture and body language and how I spoke Swami's name. It was quite a reality check to interact with them. Just imagine the power of Sai love and the natural response of all creation to the light of Swami's message. Dear listeners, as always, and more so today, we will be eagerly looking forward to your response to this episode of Tryst Max with the devotees from mainland China. Please send us your response at our email ID, listener@radiosai.org. And now let me remind you of the question I had posed earlier on to all our listeners. And I had asked you if you could name any one of the recipients of the prestigious and recent Ishwaramba Mahila Puruskara 2017, which was given to three outstanding women from the Karnataka Mainstream Society. I'm very happy to inform you that all the listeners who responded got all the three names right. And the winners of the 2017 Ishwaramba Mahila Puruskara are Dr. Vijayalakshmi Deshmane, a leading oncosurgeon; Mrs. Meera Shanbagh, who has led an NGO that helps destitute women and the elderly; and Mrs. Pratima Koduru, who is a totally dedicated and mellifluous Hari Katha narrator. And she has taken the Hari Kathas, or the stories of the glory of God, especially Lord Sri Satya Sai Baba, to nooks and corners of rural Karnataka and made people aware of divinity there and infused love for God in their hearts. Now here is the list of the listeners who got the answers right, and I'm so happy to see a number of gentlemen also in this list. Let's start with Brother Ajay Rajan of Chennai, India; Brother Ravi Ranganathan of Singapore; Sister Sucharita of Port Blair, Andaman Islands; Sister Rupa Ravindra of Bangalore, India; Sister Mrudula Murthy of Bangalore, India; Brother Sai Krishna of Hyderabad, India; Sister Shalini Mohan of Bangalore, India; Dr. Jitendra Mulki of Dahanu Road, Maharashtra, India, Sai Jyoti V from Bangalore, India, Rekha Loknath, I'm presuming from Mysore, India, and Jai Shri Rao from Bangalore, India. Congratulations to all the listeners who took a moment to quickly respond. Let me just check. That's it. There is no other new respondent on my email tree there. So these were the 11 people who got the answer right, and congratulations go out to all of you. And thank you for participating in this quiz on Morning Glory. Up next is a brand new episode of Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories, hosted by my colleague Bishu Prushti. And our guest today is Sai University alumnus, Mr. Bharat Sethuraman. Please enjoy the rest of the show. Enjoy this interview. I know you're going to love it. And I will bring you the next part right here on Morning Glory next week. And please don't forget to send in your feedback to the interview, the Fleeting Moments interview with Mr. Bharat Sethuraman, the Trist Max with devotees from mainstream China. We look forward to hearing from our listeners, and it's always a joy to know your thoughts, comments and feedback. Meanwhile, don't forget that life is a celebration, and each of us is a divine being supposed to be having a human experience and not the other way around. So let's not allow the drama around us to suck us in. And dear sisters and brothers, if you haven't already begun, do start packing your bags to come home for Mahashivaratri. We will all sing Shiva bhajans together from 6 p.m. on February 24th night to 6 a.m. on February 25th morning. Until we meet again on Morning Glory, be well, take care, and Jai Sai Ram.
Saram, dear listeners, and welcome to Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories, our series of conversations with former students of Bhagwan's educational institutions. Today is January 2nd, 2017, and we just concluded the 3-day beautiful celebration of New Year at the Divine Lotus Feet. This is a time when the alumni of Bhagwan's educational institutions collectively offer their love and gratitude at the Sai Sannidhi, and the finale of this 3-day program was this beautiful drama called Prema Sangamam, which was staged in the Sai Kulwant Hall in the evening of January 1st, 2017. And one of the actors in the drama is Brother Bharat Sethuraman. And by Bhagwan's grace, we have him now in the studios. Bharat acted as the principal of Bhagwan's campus, college campus, in the drama. So it was a very, very profound drama, and Bharat had a very interesting role. And by Bhagwan's grace, he's here with us to share us how it was for him to be part of the drama and be part of this entire 3-day program, where you have the chance to be at the lotus feet and relive those beautiful moments that you've spent as a student, and also connect with so many Sai brothers who are in different parts of the world. So here is a chance to really connect with all those brothers of yours with whom you grew up at the lotus feet of Bhagwan. Bharat currently lives in Bahrain. He is the acting CFO, Chartered Finance Officer of Thai Bank. He's a certified public accountant, CPA. His parents also live in Bahrain, and he's been in Bahrain for more than a decade. He actually did his schooling in Bahrain and then did his 11th and 12th in Chennai, and had his lifelong dream accomplished when he joined the Brindavan campus in 1993 for Bachelor's in Commerce, BCom Honours. Once he completed this course in 1996, it was Bhagwan's direction that he should pursue his chartered accountancy, and that's how he went on to pursue CPA, the Certified Public Accountant course. So with gratitude and love to Bhagwan for arranging this beautiful conversation, we begin this offering at the lotus feet. So welcome, Brother Bharat, to Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories.
Sai Ram, brother, and I wish you a very happy new year.
Oh, yes.
And a happy new year to all the listeners here.
Yes. Happy new year to all of us for whom Sai is the center of our lives, and beginning the year at the lotus feet of Bhagwan is the best thing that can happen.
Very true. Actually, that cannot be said better. Especially, you start the year afresh with new energy to take you through the year. and then come back on 30th and 31st and fall at the lotus feet, thanking Swami for everything He has done, for the way He has guided us throughout the year, the way He has taken care of us. The alumni meet is basically a time when all His brothers get together. We relive the moments we have had with Swami over the years, both at the time when we did study in the college and also the time when we are out in the corporate world. And at every step of the way, it is evident that Swami is with us, guiding us and clearing the path for us. So this Prema Bandham, which we have every year, is a homecoming when we come back to the mother. I would say more as a report. When you come back to your mother, you tell to your mother, this is what we have done all this time when we are away. This is how we have been behaving. These are the kind of activities or the kind of, messages which you have given, which we have followed. So I would say the Prema Bandham is one of the most important times of the year. And we, the alumni, would never miss it for anything else.
Wow. And how was it for you being part of the drama?
Very scary. Let me be very frank with you. I'm actually not an actor. And I've only acted maybe when I was 6 years old or 7 years old. I did do one play in Bahrain, but I wouldn't actually call that a play which can be what you call shown to the huge audience. So this, I would say, is my debut in my acting.
Wow. Perhaps more than 15 years after leaving Bhagwan's Institute, you're coming back and performing a play as an actor.
Yes. But then I tell myself, if out of nowhere I come and do a Bhangra in front of Swami, I think I should not be so scared to do an acting.
Yes, yeah, you should talk about your Bhangra episode too. Yes, yes.
In fact, I was wondering, how did my name actually come? It's all a game that Swami actually plays. How each person gets selected for each particular activity that you have here. I'm not an actor, but He made me an actor. And basically Swami says that if I give you a task, do it. Don't say, can I do it or can I not do it? You put your attempt into it, Swami will take care of the rest. So I set my foot into it. I went under the deep waters. Swami gracefully took me up. So this was actually a thrilling experience, I would say. Though I was scared, I can't deny that. Because at the end of the day, even though you know Swami is going to be there with you, Swami is the one, it's His play. He's the one who's guided everything. Any lyrics that come, Swami has His own media to bring it. This is His play. So with no worries, we go inside. But with the monkey mind in us, we have worries also. Oh my God, will I be able to do this? We have so many actors who have been performing for ages and ages. In front of them, will I ever be able to act? That is always there. But end of day, Swami once again proved, I'm not acting. It is He who's acting. In fact, I'm a guy who can't remember a line for a period of time together. Like, I was wondering, will I ever be able to remember my script when I'm going to go and act on stage? But with Swami's blessings, I didn't forget. I didn't even forget the pauses required. I didn't even forget what was actually required, the movements required. He took care of every single step till the last breath. This is one more experience which you can never forget. It just shows you put your faith in Swami. He will take care of everything else for you.
Wow. And I think the message also of the drama was so profound.
Very true. In fact, the message itself is surrender to the Lord. I take it as a different message to me also. Because To be honest, we knew about it only on the 29th, mm-hmm. or the 28th or 29th. We knew about it. Rather, I knew about it.
About your acting in the drama?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And after coming here, only I actually got to know the script properly. While they sent the script to me, I didn't get a chance to go through it fully. But I knew about it later. Now, the theme, no matter what's said, is surrender.
Yeah.
The basic crux which I take out of it is, surrender to Swami. He takes care of everything else. And coincidentally, in Bahrain, when we did the 91-day celebration of Bhagwan's birthday, our theme was Anyatha Sharanam Nasti.
Oh, okay. Other than you, the refuge that is not.
It's basically surrender to Swami.
Yes.
So, it's more like a message coming to me. Maybe I had to put in more efforts to achieve what Swami wants me to achieve. Surrender, surrender, surrender.
Wow. So how has this surrender played out in your life, Bharat?
Well, to be honest, I think I still have a long way to go. That's why this message has actually come. But if you look at it, it is what Swami does every step of the way, everything that you do. Swami has always been guiding. Swami has shown you the path, though not literally, but He makes sure that you're going the right path, provided you have the faith that He's going to take care of you. I know it's true. Many times it happens. Even to me, I have done it many times. Any problem comes, I tell Swami, what's happening? Are you blind? I mean, we all shout at Swami. But it all depends on when such a moment comes, how fast can you get yourself back on road? I get so irritated, I say, Swami, you're not even concerned about this. You don't even bother about taking care of things for me. I do say that. But again, immediately I should come back and saying, anyways, you know what is best. I shall leave it to your hands to take good care of me. So, while we say surrender, a total surrender is when this criticism doesn't come. But we are still on the path. So, no matter how much we say that you're not doing what you have to do and things like that, we should realize that He is doing the right thing. And this pain what He's giving to us is just to mold us to get better. Because at the end of the day, if you have something so smooth, then you have absolutely nothing.
I remember a quote by Ratan Tata where he says that if you see the graph, when you see the report of your heart, when it is examined by an ECG machine, then it is zigzag, zigzag, zigzag. If it is a straight line, it is scary. It means you are not alive. So only when life has those zigzags, then you know that you are alive and you are actually vibrating, you are pulsating, you know. So I think that's how life is. But as you said, but when you have Bhagwan in your life, then even if there is this up and down, you come back. You come back. You're not constantly on the up. You're not constantly on the down. You come back. Yeah.
That's very true. That's why we say that even if I shout now, it's not the fact that I've shouted. It's the fact that how fast I bring me back to planet Earth.
Yes. Yes. So you said, you know, everyone goes through their process of chiseling. Everyone goes through their process of undergoing some bit of hammering so that you learn these lessons of surrender in your life. So how has it been for you in your journey with Bhagwan? What are those moments when Bhagwan was actually dinning these lessons into you?
There are some incidents which actually nobody knows. I would take it back to my old school days. So I used to have faith in Swami mainly because my parents are also devotees. So, and people start speaking to us and they say that you pray to Swami, He will take care of everything. Well, yes, Swami does happen. Swami does take care of everything for us. But we should have some effort on our end also. So this was my school time. During a school, we used to have science as one subject, split up into physics, chemistry, and biology. I'm not that much of a science person. So I studied for my chemistry. I studied for my biology. I managed to get some marks on that. But physics was something which was pretty bad for me. So I said, okay, you pray to Swami, Swami will take care of everything. So that time the bhajans and everything, I said, I'm not going to study. I'm going to go and pray to Swami.
Oh, this is in your 10th
class? No, this was, I think, in my 9th class or something. Okay. Hmm. If I'm mistaken, it will be 9th class.
Hmm.
So I went, I sat in the bhajans. I was saying that, okay, I'm not going to study anything. Any of nothing's going to enter my head. I'm not going to study anything now. I'm coming and I'm praying to Swami, his duty to take care of me. Now the rule is, when you have physics, chemistry and biology, they'll club all three together and then they'll give you a total mark, which should be above the pass mark. So what happened? The exams got over. The results came. I got my marks in chemistry. I got my marks in bio. Now the time for physics. The results paper came out and I just saw the paper. I got amazing marks.
Mm-hmm.
I got 1 out of 33. But of course, that one made me pass. So later on when we went to for the parents teachers meeting, that's when the physics professor said, I was actually planning to give him a 0.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, I just felt and gave him a 1.
Oh my God.
At that time, I'm a playful person. So at that time, I, being a small boy also, I wouldn't think of it in all these lines.
Hmm.
Okay, I was just thinking, okay, he gave me a mark and I got it. I passed. Hmm. Finished. That's the end of the story.
Hmm.
I will not think deep into what actually happened at that point of time.
Hmm.
So it's basically Swami who actually made him give me that one mark.
I mean, you left it to Swami. So that grace flows. If you completely leave it to him, then he will know how to sail you through.
Yes. But at the same time, he also showed that at the end of the day, if you don't study, you're actually going to get a 0.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's how it started. But these are just small, small things that happen. And at that time, you will not realize what happened until later on when I actually came to college. And then I start thinking of the old days, I'm saying, okay, so this is what actually happened. So that's how it is.
So at that point, in your 9th and 10th itself, you are praying to Swami, you had your own connect with Swami, you had this desire to join the university or the school?
Very honestly, no. But when I was in my 10th class, for some reason, I just decided I wanted to join Swami's college,
mm-hmm.
or rather Swami's school. Now, why I thought of that, I have absolutely no idea till today.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I want to come to Swami's school? What did I see in Swami's school? All I had done was I've come with my parents to Parthi. I used to have Swami's darshan. I used to go. In fact, there's an incident which I'm not even told my parents, once when I was very small. I would have been a small child at the time. But I still remember this incident, because at that time also it was shocking to me.
Mm-hmm.
When Swami used to go in the car, my parents used to get down from the car and give the salutations. At that time I didn't know about Swami. So I always used to think, why are they saluting to a Mercedes when there are so many Mercedes in Bahrain?
Oh.
I didn't know much about Swami also. I just used to come with them.
Mm.
And slowly, that's how, step by step, I started getting to the full. But I didn't know much. They used to be devotees much before me.
Mm.
So it's through them I became a devotee.
Mm.
But I have never seen Swami's college. I have never seen Swami's school.
Mm.
I have never seen anything.
Mm.
I've seen Swami. I've seen the darshan.
Mm.
I've seen some boys running in, going out.
Mm.
That's about it.
Mm.
Why I wanted to join, I have absolutely no idea. So in 1990...
So it was not your parents who asked you to join Swami school?
No. It was just, I showed some interest and they never said don't. They encouraged.
Okay.
They encouraged me further. But the reason behind it, nobody knows till date. Mm. Except, of course, Swami. Mm. But that was one memorable experience. Because after my 10th class, when I had sent the admission form, the hall ticket never turned up. But I was thinking, okay, maybe because it's international, maybe it got stuck up somewhere, I'll go to the school earlier and speak to them and try to get a duplicate hall ticket. When I went to the school, they say, sorry, there's no such application.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the application never reached for some reason. So they said the only way, Swami has to give you instructions to join. Otherwise we can't do anything at this point of time. Because we have our own rules and regulations.
You have already crossed the date for submission of application.
Yes, and already the exam dates have already come.
Mm.
So I followed Swami. Every time I go to Swami, I have a letter and I ask Swami for admission.
In the darshan line.
Doing darshan line. And Swami only gives the two magical words. Wait, wait.
Mm-hmm.
For nearly 1.5 months, he has always said, wait,
wait. 1.5 months you stayed and you were constantly praying to Swami.
Yes.
And he told you this wait, wait so many times.
That's right. Almost every day, he used to say, wait, wait.
Mm.
In fact, there's an incident where when we were in Whitefield, that time it was a Krishna shed. Oh. Swami used to give darshan the Krishna
Sairam shed.
The Sairam shed.
Okay.
So, at that point of time, Swami has told me, go to Puttaparthi.
Mm-hmm. Go to Puttaparthi, he said.
Yes.
Because this is vacation time. So Swami
The exams are already over.
Over.
Mm-hmm. The exams are over and Swami had gone back to Vrindavan for some reason. He was there for a while. So,
I followed Swami.
We have been following Swami for the past 1.5 months. So, maybe Swami wanted a break from me, so he said go to Puttaparthi. But that's again the divine play. So, we went to Puttaparthi. We met the principal at that time. But then the principal said, at this point I have no idea. Because Swami has not passed any instructions to us. Swami has not told anybody about anything to whether to give you an admission or such a person is coming. No intimation whatsoever. So, they all said, sorry, we are helpless. So, I waited. I was thinking of going off to Vrindavan again. But then, one thing I realized was it was May 5th. And exactly on May 6th, Swami came to Puttaparthi.
Okay.
So, Swami came. I had darshan over there. Swami went to Ishrama Samadhi. Then he gave darshan to everyone. And he went back to Vrindavan in the month of May.
So, he came for the Ishrama day.
Exactly. So he was there, I think, for a few days. And also, one more incident that happened during that time. Some of the people there, they said, you know, one more very good way to get admission. You see, people are all from the outside world. So this is how our mindset was at that time. You know, the registrar, that time, Chakravarti sir.
Mm-hmm.
He's always with Swami. If you're able to talk to him and convince him, then when he's going with Swami, he can tell Swami that this boy is standing there, he's looking for admission. Please give him admission. And the monkey mind we are, that's a great idea.
Mm.
So we went over there. I went to the darshan line. Remember, this happened previous night. In the morning, I went to give a letter to Swami. And I asked for admission. Swami says, go talk to the registrar.
Oh, Swami himself said that.
So Swami said, go talk to the registrar. Mm. Remember, the previous night, some of us are talking, we are going to talk to the registrar.
Mm.
Here Swami says, go talk to the registrar.
Swami is reflecting that.
Basically he's saying, Arey, I know what you're talking. Wherever you are, I'm watching you.
Yes.
So we go to the registrar. But it's the same thing. Unless Swami gives an information or a message,
He cannot do anything. And this is not like the outside world where we say, okay, yaar, he's my friend. You do this. He's my friend. Let's just put him over here. It's not like an outside world. So these kind of things don't work in Puttaparthi. And of course, most of us who are just coming into this, we don't know about it yet. We say, okay, this is how things work everywhere. So there are new things that we learn, that Parthi is a totally different place. Swami's college is one of a kind. So it was a very beautiful experience we had. And in those 1.5 months, I would say Swami almost took more than 35 letters. One letter every day. And it became such a talk that people said, my God, Swami is taking your letter so that he can go inside and keep laughing. He needs something to laugh every day. So he used to take one letter every day. Whenever Swami comes, if I'm the last row, then suddenly Swami will call me up. From the last row, he'll take my letter.
Wow.
If that doesn't happen, the devotees will form a path. The path is open. Swami is there. I just have to walk in, give the letter to Swami, walk back.
Wow.
It became so obvious to all the people that Swami is going to take my letter. He took more than 35 letters in that period.
But the answer was always wait.
Answer was always wait. Until one fine day, when I went to Swami and said, Swami, I'm leaving. Very happy. So, but at the end of the day, like they said, even though Swami said, wait, wait, Swami didn't say no. So I went, I finished my 11th and 12th. 1993, I applied for my BCom and I got my admission in Swami's college.
Wow. Fantastic. God's delays are not his denials.
That's very true. And I had an experience in a very different way.
Yes. And I think he knows the best time.
In fact, he's the only one who knows the best time. Because we always say, Swami, I need this now.
Yeah.
Why aren't you giving this to me now? Yes. But at the end of the day, even if you see the drama we had yesterday, it kind of tells that what you have to do, just give it up. You don't say that this is how I want things to be. Just give it to him. He will take care of it and saying this is how it should be. And this is his duty to take care. Provided you believe.
Yes. We in our limited minds try to impose our will and our judgment on things. And that's when everything actually goes haywire and we fall into depression and confusion.
Very true. Very true.
So, finally you joined Vrindavan 1993. And if I remember right, 1993 was the year when Swami actually spent the entire first semester in Vrindavan. Vrindavan campus.
Absolutely. In fact, when I came for admission in 1990, that was the time when the Gulf War had taken place.
Yes, the Gulf War.
So basically, I lost 1 year of my education. So a person who would have done his graduation in 92, I did it in 93. So what happened at that time became a blessing for me here.
Wow.
Because 93 to 96, half the time Swami was in Vrindavan.
Yes, I remember. 93 and 94, Swami spent the entire, almost like 80% of the year, 70-80% of the year in Vrindavan, which is very unusual.
Exactly. And that's why I say, everything Swami does has a reason for it. He knows the time for it. Had I joined the school at that time, I would not have this great privilege.
Yes.
Where Swami was with me throughout.
Wow.
And the advantage of Vrindavan is, you have your hostel, and the next building is Swami's house.
Yes, just next door.
Next door. So, if Swami moves anywhere, you immediately get an alarm.
Yes.
It's not like a Puttaparthi, yes.
Yes.
So, that blessing in Vrindavan is something unique.
Absolutely. Wow. So, when he said, wait, wait, he was waiting for the moment to give you that greatest chance of a lifetime.
The greatest joy, I would say.
Yes.
The greatest joy in a lifetime.
Wow.
And those 3 years are my most unforgettable years. The best thing is, throughout the 3 years, Swami only used to enjoy making fun of me, and I used to enjoy that.
Wow. Yes. I think it is, you know, you don't like being the butt of anyone's joke. You don't like being the laughing stock. But if when you become the divine's laughing stock, I think you only feel there cannot be anything more joyful than that, isn't it?
That's very true. In fact, when Swami makes fun of you, it's not that you feel an insult.
Yes.
It's like you get a kind of laughter yourself.
Yes.
Even the most egoistic person.
Yes.
Would laugh at Swami's joke, even if he's the one who's going to be made fun of.
Yes.
Because that is a joke or, what do you say, if some people might call it insult, but I would still say that is Swami making fun of you, and that is coming from true love.
Yes.
The embodiment of love, I would say.
Yes.
Or the love itself.
Yes.
When it makes fun of you.
Yes.
You can never get upset. It is more like that energy coming into you.
Yes.
Which gives a broader smile you can ever see.
I think you're one of those people on earth who is very proud of his size and very happy about his size, because it is this size which really brought so much laughter to Bhagwan, which made the environment so jovial and which could bring smiles on the Lord's face.
In fact, if anybody tells me you're heavy, I tell them this is my biggest asset. You take my balance sheet, my biggest asset is my size.
Wow.
In fact, this moment will be treasured.
Yes.
Especially when, along with this asset, I got a chance to do in Bhangra in front of Swami.
Yes, yeah, along with this. I mean, given what you are, I think that is the moment when Swami just laughed seeing you dance. Wow.
In fact, boys told me I couldn't actually see it at the moment because I was more trying to focus on what I'm going to do next. But when after that, I just realized nobody was looking at me. Because Swami was laughing and laughing. People were just looking at Swami.
Wow.
And I was just standing in front. But that was a unique time.
Wow.
And in fact, Swami, even in such times, Swami takes care of the most minute detail, that before my dance, he calls me up. He asks me a very important question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you wearing a pant inside the dhoti?
Oh. Are you wearing the pant inside the dhoti? Swami is very concerned about you. You should not really become a laughing stock. You can be a divine laughing stock.
Very true.
I mean, there was that concern, even though, you know, you are making everyone laugh, but the divine is like a mother.
Wow. He's saying, at the end of the day, it's my child who's going to perform in front of me.
Yes.
Let him perform in front of me like that.
Yes. Yeah.
The thing is, if you'll see throughout the world, if Swami laughs, everyone laughs.
Laughs, absolutely.
Swami is upset, the whole world is upset.
Yes.
So Swami said, my child is going to be dancing in front of me.
Yes.
I'm going to be happy.
Yes.
But if the veshti falls down or the dhoti falls down, I can't laugh like that. It'll look awkward and the whole audience will look at it in a different way.
Yes.
That care he's got.
I mean, that's really amazing. You know, that is the, as Bhagwan used to always say, the love of a million mothers or the love of a thousand mothers. You know, even though He might be giving you the best of your times, or it might be the lowest of your times. But all the time he's concerned. He's concerned about you. And when I also think about this episode, you know, it's so fantastic for one reason. You know, we have so many people who can make God cry. You know, we have seen so many instances when Swami used to get emotional, even if you talk about the physical Lord, you know. It is not very difficult to make Bhagwan emotional. You know, you mention about Ishwarama, you mention about Sai Gita, you mention about Meera Swami would get emotional. It is really not so what I would say, anything extra effort that is needed to make Bhagwan's heart move, because his heart is so full of compassion, you know, his heart is so much like butter. Any moment, anything of love, anything of devotion, anything of surrender, even if it is not yours, you just mention anything about that also moves it. Okay, but to make Bhagwan laugh is not easy. to ensure that Bhagwan splits out, you know, in laughter, that Bhagwan, there are these tears of joy coming out from the other end of the Bhagwan's eye, that is not easy. And if this body of yours could do that, I think you should be really grateful to this asset. As you said, that is the greatest asset.
That's why they always say, size matters.
Even when you're dealing with the divine.
Especially when you're dealing with the divine.
Wonderful. So I think that's fantastic. Anywhere else, I think if I studied in any other college, perhaps you would have constantly been thinking about all the other guys in the class who have Tim and Mr. He-Man bodies, but you are, I think, very happy with your with what you're endowed with.
Well, let's put it this way. Different people get different benefits with what they have. But with this body, when you're getting the divine, what does he want?
What does he want?
So, Swami calls you Pakoda. Swami calls me Madras Pakoda sometimes.
Mm.
In fact, sometimes when you're sitting in darshan lines at Parthi, all those ladies over there will be shouting, Swami, Swami, Swami. Swami, when he comes by, he'll look at me. I'll kneel down. Those ladies are shouting, Pakoda, Pakoda, Pakoda. I mean, when you get these kind of small, small things, you'll not think that you're fat. You'll just think that, oh my God.
I'm blessed.
What a chance, what an opportunity. What yes. A blessing.
Yes. You're never stressed about your size. You're only blessed thanks to your size.
Very true. Very true. That's something I can never argue about.
So, tell us, Bharat, I have a practical question now. How difficult it was for you to sit down during three sessions?
This is actually a question you should not ask me. You should ask the people sitting around me.
Oh, okay. You should take their support.
In fact, I remember, I think it would be 2010. 10 or 9, I don't remember. Both inside the mandir as well as outside, Swami sang bhajan.
Mm-hmm.
So when Swami was singing a bhajan, Swami was looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
I was lying down on the guy next to him, clapping and singing bhajan.
Okay.
That's how it was.
Means your sitting was almost like lying down.
More or less, just like Vishnu, I guess. But not to that extent. Partially. So the boys around me became my beds.
Fortunately, because they are size student, they accept it gladly.
No, I will actually put it in a different way. Fortunately, because they are size students in front of Swami, nobody felt a thing.
I know. So, they were perhaps, that weight was, they were all the time waiting. For the weight of that weight to end, but I think looking at Bhagwan and looking at Bhagwan enjoying it, that weight also didn't matter.
I guess that's why 1990 Swami said wait, wait.
Wait. Oh my God. I think that weight had so many dimensions to it. So he was telling you, wait. There will come a time when your weight will give you all that you're waiting for now.
Exactly. See, you'll never understand Swami till the right time comes.
Amazing. Wow. And actually, when you look at the drama, you know, it is your weight which gave you that role. Because I was thinking, from how did Bharat come into this role? Bharat was not an actor. And, you know, perhaps they wanted someone who looks little aged and, you know, looks experienced and whatever. And so given your size, you know, no one can discount you for your seniority and for your experience, you know. So I think perhaps that is what also ensured that you got that role in the drama.
Actually, no, because to be honest, I was also wondering, I'm not an actor. How in the world did they actually think of calling me if you want to be a part of the drama?
Mm-hmm.
So we checked with the boys.
Mm.
Apparently, they just randomly, I'll tell you exactly what they said.
Mm.
He took the mobile because he needed someone for the role.
Mm-hmm.
And he told Swami, I'm going to move the names of the alumni boys here.
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever name comes is the person you want to be in that role.
Oh.
And apparently that's how I got the role.
Wow.
And I would actually go further in saying that it was 27th night, I was supposed to travel from Bahrain to Puttaparthi. All my flights got cancelled. Bahrain airport got closed because of bad weather.
Okay.
So I was moved to the next day morning flight. The next day morning flight was supposed to be at 9:50 in the morning. That got further delayed to 11:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I was still in Bahrain. And generally what happens once you come to India, your mobile network never works. So, that morning is when these brothers called me up and asked me, do you want to take part in the drama?
Mm-hmm.
So, all this missing the flight was only so that he can access my Bahrain number. Because once I come to Bharti, he may not be able to catch me in Bahrain number.
Oh.
And I would not even think of calling him. It's a big drama, I would say, but it's a big blessing.
Wow. So, because on 20th morning you were still in Bahrain, you could actually connect. The other boys could actually connect with you.
Exactly.
Wow.
If you want to put it on a lighter side, Swami closed the whole Bahrain airport just so that I can act in the drama.
Well, the weight of his grace.
The weight of his grace. Grace. That's right.
Fantastic.
Tune in to Sight. Spend the day with Sight. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai's.